Ball down the right sideline, and Jack Stern blows right by a stagnant defensive back out on the right side of Lakers. Not sure what he was looking at, but that ball sailed right over his head. He was in retreat mode, and for the second time tonight, Sannon Cathrell hits Luke Stern in stride with a perfect ball, and Cass City goes up by 8 with a chance to make it 10.
Cathrell back to pass on his right, and it's incomplete. It is complete. Looks like Jared Nagel brings that one in. No, that's number 80. Zach Beecher, kicker in tight end, and also defensive end, brings in the two-point conversion. And now it's a two-possession ball game. 9:47 left in the fourth. Cass City 22, Lakers 12, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
It's a feud of epic proportions. One heart against countless opponents. The foe, allergies, sinus infection, strep throat. Anything that slows you down and is just downright annoying. But there is hope. Sure hope. You do not need to fight this battle alone. With the strength of Sure behind you, with Drs. Scott Reiter, Paul Scatton, Lori Hanselman, Ross Ramsey, and Blake Putman, the odds are ever in your favor. With outposts in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and Seapoint, a ReadyCare clinic close at hand, 4 pharmacy locations in physician assistants Paul Penfold and David Seagroves, nurse practitioners Lois Booms, Yvette Scharf, Brenda Kretschmer, and Trevor Mattarella. Tackle the wild frontier with the strength of Sure in your saddle. Make an appointment for your wellness checkup today with Sure in Elkton, Seapoint, Caseville, and Pigeon. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
Kansas City leading now by 10 points, 22-12. Beecher's kick comes all the way down to the 10-yard line. They muff the reception. They do a handoff, and Siegfried can't get out very far. But after miraculously gets out beyond the 20, out to about the 23-yard line to start this drive. First and 10, right to left across your radio, trailing Kansas City 22-12.
Minetti unable to haul in that kick, as you mentioned, but he's able to find the football in time to reverse it to Siegfried. He does make a guy miss, which helps him get out to about the 22-yard line, but still a win for the special teams of Cass City and allows their defense some room to roam here. Lakers going to have to go a long ways with 9.5 minutes to go, down 10.
Receiver wide to the right. It is complete to Mason Pasek. He has 5 yards, now 10 yards, has the first down and goes out of bounds at the 33-yard line on a little bit of a hurry-up offense here, now trailing by 2 possessions. First and 10, a complete to Pasek.
Keep in mind, Sears does not have the arm strength to throw the ball downfield terribly far, but Mason Pasek out there, if you're Cass City, you're going to have to go one-on-one. If you're going to put Jared Nagel on him, that's fine, but you need a safety out there cheating in his direction because that's the guy they're going to focus on, and it's going to take 2 guys to bring him down. Lakers able to get out of bounds. That's a great play by Pasek. He gets the first down and stops the clock. So Lakers can slow it down, call a play. We'll see what the coach comes up with.
Alex Perry on the tackle. It's a handoff to number 20, James Dubes, and Cass City brings the blitz. And this one doesn't go far at all, maybe 2 yards when all said and done, right in the trenches. Second down, 8 to go for Lakers at their own 35-yard line.
Can't quite see who made the tackle. I know he was cleaned up by Colin Rubel, but that's not the guy who hit him first. I think it might have been Hank. Was it Hank Janik? It looks like Hank Janik, guys. Great play by him. Able to make the stop for 3 yards.
Second down, 8 to go. Lakers in this double wing offense. Sears back to pass. He has first footsteps. Brought in by James Dubes on the rainbow. He has the first down across midfield into Cass City territory. And James Dubes finally brought down after a 20-yard completion at the 45-yard line. A broken play results in 20 yards and a fur new set of downs in flipping the field.
And Sears was punished on that play, but Cass City constantly in pursuit, but never in a position to make the play, which is kind of strange to me. Sears had a running back just leak out to the sideline straight left, went nowhere down the field, and when Sears didn't like his number one target, he turned his body direction, dumped it off to the running back for a short completion. and he makes a guy miss. And Cass City has done that a lot tonight, missed open backs, and he's able to turn it upfield. I think that was Dubes for a big gain.
And Sears goes back, and a little miscommunication there as well. He lost his footing, and he goes down in the backfield, back at the 48-yard line. Matt Mahalik was hauling into that backfield and brought him down for a 7-yard loss.
Sure felt like they were trying to dial up the screen pass, Clark, and Matt Mahalik goes untouched, and Sears didn't have a chance. So somebody at least was supposed to at least maybe pretend to block him. Poor Sears, all he's able to do, Clark, is when he planted that foot and seen Mahalik in his lap, he went right to the ground to protect himself. Lost a 7 on the play.
Sears rolling to his right, back to pass, lets it fly. This one's a little underthrown, but is complete in Cass City territory to Preston Warren at the 48-yard line. It is a, we'll call it a 7-yard gain. Third down in 12. For the Lakers, tackle made by Sandon Cuthrell. Third and 12.
Sure looks like the officials moved him back a little bit, Clark. Maybe just 6 yards. Third down and 12. Cuthrell read that pass, comes up, was unable to make the interception, but tackles Preston Warren before he's able to go anywhere.
Sears back to pass again, right down, and is streaking down this hash mark is Andrew Siegfried. And he can't bring that one in, and he ran into a maroon jersey as well. That was Bryce Fernald in the secondary. He's a sophomore out there.
Oh, that's all Andrew Siegfried there. He's clapping his hands. He wants that one back. A perfect throw down the field from Bryce Sears into the arms of Siegfried, his senior running back, streaking down the center of the field, like you said, Clark. Hit him in both hands and drops safely to the ground. A tough break there for the Lakers offense. And now with 7 minutes, 22 seconds to go, fourth and 12, they're going to spread it out and go for it on fourth down.
Bryce Sears in the shotgun has Preston Warren, and he's hit after the first touch. Sandon Cuthrell timed that perfectly as Preston Warren got one hand on it, could not bring it in, and Sandon Cuthrell made sure there was nothing else there. A little confusion there, and the marker on the field said third down, but that was indeed fourth down. Lakers cannot convert and gives the ball back to Cass City with 7:17 left in the fourth quarter with a 10-point lead, 22-12. Cass City at their own 47.
The throw on the prior play by Sears, perfect. This one, not so much. He left Preston Warren out to dry. Preston Warren had to leave his feet, reach up high to go get the football, and that was a little bit out of his reach. And just for safe measure, Sandon Cuthrell puts a hit right on Preston Warren, knocks him flat to the ground. No chance of a completion, and the Cass City defense comes up big. 7:17 to go in this game. Cass City takes over the football at the 47-yard line.
In no hurry at all, Sandon Cuthrell under center, hands it off to Jared Nagel, has room to run, has the first down into Laker territory.
Look out, he's got
breaks
speed.
Breaks free of his first. He's inside the 20 to the 10 to the 5. Touchdown, Cass City. One play across for 53 yards. And Jared Nagel into the end zone for another score on the night. And Cass City continues to add on to this tally.
Wow, look at this speed. Is Cass City now going to take their time, try to milk the clock for all it's worth, and not allow Lakers to get the football, but they got probably the next best thing. Like Jared Nagel finally breaks free. Been waiting for him or Stern to get loose here one of these times, get around the left side, and he makes made one guy miss, and that's all it took. And you could see the afterburners, the Jets kick on. And after that, there wasn't anybody in that secondary that was catching Jared Nagel. Big run for Cass City, an exclamation mark in this second half as they go up 28-12. 2-point conversion on the way.
7:05 left in the fourth quarter, 28-12. Cass City trying to make this a 3-possession ball game. 16-point differential right now. They made the last 2-point conversion. I formation for Cuthrell. Hand off to the right to Luke Stern. Breaks free of his first tackle, and there is three more white jerseys to stop him at the 5-yard line. Leading the way, that was Corey Minetti. So it remains a 2-possession ball game, 28-12, 16-point lead for Cass City with 7:05 left in the fourth quarter right here on the WLW Sports Network, your home for high school football.
For all your new or additional grain storage and handling facility needs, contact DS Services of Cass City, your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Call DS Services for anything, from a minor repair to site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility. They maintain a huge replacement parts inventory, provide millwright services, and their 3-truck and all-terrain cranes with certified operators can handle many truss jobs or other lifting needs. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318.